LendWithCare.org is an exciting new initiative to help people in the developing world trade their way out of poverty. Here's how you can get involved. Ethical Living, brought to you by The Cooperative Magazine. The Cooperative is working with Care International UK to support LendWithCare.org, a revolutionary new scheme that allows you to lend small sums of money directly to entrepreneurs in the developing world. Like all the best ideas, it's brilliantly simple. Hannah Newcomb from The Cooperative explains how the scheme works.
Okay, so LendWithCare.org is an innovative scheme, and it's about encouraging people in the UK to lend small sums of their own money directly to entrepreneurs running their own enterprise in some of the world's poorest countries. And rather than making just a one-off donation, people are actually encouraged to lend money to the entrepreneurs that then gets repaid back to the lender using the income from their growing business.
Can anyone get involved?
Well, absolutely. Because the minimum loans are only £15, I think it really is something that's affordable for everyone. But of course, because you then get the money repaid, there really aren't any barriers to lending.
And how easy is it to get involved?
It's really easy. So you just have to go onto the website. It's www.lendwithcare.org. And on there, you can view profiles of entrepreneurs all over the world, and you can see all of their different businesses and choose which one you'd like to support. And as I said, you can invest towards the total needed. So you can lend anything from £15 up to the full amount, and you can choose to support one or more entrepreneurs. And then you're able to follow the progress of the entrepreneur's growing business and see how their new source of income is helping to improve so many different aspects of their lives. The loan is then repaid to the lender over an agreed schedule, usually about 6 to 12 months. And then when the repaid loan is credited to the lender's account, they can choose to withdraw the money, they can donate it to Care, or they can actually recycle it into another loan and continue supporting entrepreneur after entrepreneur.
And why is the cooperative supporting LendWithCare.org?
Well, as a cooperative, we believe in helping people to trade their own way out of poverty. So in the same way we pioneered fair trade, our support for LendWithCare will hopefully lead the way in helping to turn entrepreneurs' plans into life-changing opportunities. And our support for LendWithCare really builds upon our existing Tackling Global Poverty programme, which actually benefits over 1 million people every year, including through our leadership on fair trade, but also our support for overseas cooperatives and large-scale clean water sanitation and green energy projects.
Fashion-conscious Stacey Dooley's life took an unexpected turn when she travelled to India in 2007 for the BBC Three series Blood, Sweat and T-shirts to live and work alongside the people in the Indian fashion industry making clothes for the UK high street. Stacey has since presented three series with BBC Three, including investigating child labour in the garment industry in Nepal, child soldiers in Democratic Republic of Congo, and the effects of tourism in Kenya. Stacey is working with the cooperative to support the promotion of LendWithCare.org and told us why she's supporting the scheme and what got her interested.
I am supporting LendWithCare.org because I do genuinely think it's a really great scheme. I think it's certainly worthwhile. You know, it's very clear, it's very simple, and it's just a great idea. You know, the website itself, I've had a nose, and I just think it's very straightforward. You know, you get these pictures of the actual people that you would be directly benefiting. You can pick who you want to give your money to, and you know, as opposed to donations and giving, you are lending it, and I do think that makes a real difference. I think it's nice for the people in the Philippines and Cambodia and parts of Africa to think, well, you know what, they're just lending me it, I'm going to work hard, and when my business kicks off, I will give them that money back. So they've sort of worked for it themselves. I really like that aspect of it.
Stacey recently met with some entrepreneurs in the Philippines and explains what it was like to hear their stories firsthand.
I was really lucky when I was able to meet Christy. You know, she's directly benefited from having the loan. You know, it's been a great thing for her. And she was explaining, you know, her and her husband have now got an income. They get a wage every month, which is brilliant. And, you know, the business has really kicked off, so much so that they've actually had to start employing people, which is just a great thing again. You know, she was explaining that she's now got 30 employees, which is just such an amazing thing to think. You know, a lot of them are single parents, and, you know, it's tricky being a single parent anywhere. but in the Philippines, I imagine massively so. So just such a really positive impact it's had. And yeah, the community as a result has got more and more money coming in.
Jo Broughton is the PR and Communications Executive for Care International. Jo visited Cambodia earlier this year to see Lend With Care in action and got to meet some of the entrepreneurs involved. Beyond the immediate benefits of funding a business venture, what is the lasting impact of a loan for these entrepreneurs and their families?
Well, the impact is very clear. The entrepreneurs are given the leg up they need to start working their way out of poverty. They get the opportunity to improve their own lives and strengthen their independence sustainably, and they get to do it on their own terms. So, I mean, the overarching goal of the scheme is to alleviate poverty in the areas where care operates. And as you know, as people's small businesses flourish, and that then has a wider impact on the community that they live in. So I saw this playing out really clearly when I visited Cambodia. I met people whose lives were really improving, people with hopes and plans for the future which previously just weren't there. Not just for themselves, but for their children as well. So a lot of the people I met had ambitions for their children that involved education or college even. And a huge motivator for the people I found was the wish to provide just something better for their families. And it was absolutely brilliant to see that Lend With Care is enabling them to do that. In some cases, people's businesses had improved to the extent where they were now employing their poorer neighbours to help them. So I could see very clearly that Lend With Care was having a knock-on effect, and I could see how this was really helping to raise not just individual families, but wider communities out of poverty. It was absolutely amazing.
And finally, what's next for lendwithcare.org?
Well, we're currently operating in Togo, Benin, Cambodia and the Philippines. Obviously, we want Lend With Care to take off in more countries. We're starting operations hopefully in Ecuador, Bosnia and South Africa next, with a view to continuing and expanding across more countries where care works. We work in 87 countries around the world, and we have decades of experience in the field of microfinance. So the potential for Lend With Care is absolutely huge. It's really exciting.
Lendwithcare.org helps families find their own route out of poverty and allows you to have a direct and positive impact on their lives. To find out more and get involved, go to cooperative.co.uk/lendwithcare or visit the Lend With Care website at www.lendwithcare.org.